A small group of 20-somethings in business cash are sipping beers around a bar table. The name tags are a tip-off. This is a networking event, one of dozens held every week across the city. This one's a meetup for Code for Philly, a civic hacking group where programmers get together in their spare time to build apps for the city, all for free. Chris Alfano helped found the group. During the day, he's the chief technology officer at a web software engineering firm in Old City. But at night, he's a booster for the Philly tech and startup scene.
Philadelphia is a really exciting place to be right now as a technologist because we have the business community, we have the technology community, we have the nonprofit community, and we have the government all on the same page right now, imagining what a city can be in the 21st century.
Alfano is a millennial. So is everyone else at his company and everyone at this meetup. That's no surprise. Philadelphia's millennial population has been increasing faster than a lot of other cities, and a lot of those kids have college degrees, over 40%. Unsurprisingly, a lot of them work in tech. Philadelphia's IT workforce has grown by 25,000 in recent years. By some metrics, Philadelphia's tech sector is one of the fastest growing in the nation. But that's also because it was pretty small to start. Babies will double their birth weight before they turn one, but that doesn't make them big. Philadelphia's tech scene is still in its infancy. So, even though the tech talent pool has been growing, recruiters say it isn't big enough.
There's all of this opportunity, but yet it lacks the talent because there's not enough people.
That's Mark Constan, a recruiter for the Meet Group, a social media company. The firm is based in New Hope and is aggressively expanding its offices in Philly because that's where the engineers are. But even with the satellite office, Constance having trouble finding enough high-quality candidates. Philly's tech pool is still a small pond. And the big fish here, the companies, are constantly fighting to gobble up talented programmers. Everyone we spoke to seems to agree. What Philly needs is a real big fish, a whale, to lure in more tech talent. Somebody like Amazon. Here's Alfano again.
In Code for Philly, I see a lot of university students coming through from Drexel, from UPenn, from Temple, and a lot of times they're leaving Philly right after they graduate because they want to go to Seattle, they want to go to the Bay, they want to go where the Amazons and the Googles and the Microsofts are.
So we have a high-tech version of the chicken and the egg. Big tech companies like Amazon might not come here because we don't have enough nerdy workers to fill their cubicles. And those nerdy workers don't stick around Philly because we don't have enough big companies for them to grow into. If Amazon built its second headquarters here, that dynamic would change. Sylvie Gallier-Howard is one of the lead architects of Philly's HQ2 bid. She says Amazon wouldn't have to worry about the city's relatively shallow talent pool for long.
We should think beyond just the Philadelphia region for these jobs. I mean, people will move here from New York. They'll move here from D.C. A lot of people have been relocating from those areas to Philadelphia because of our cost of living.
Philadelphia's business community has thrown itself behind the Amazon recruitment effort, writing letters to the company's CEO and even starring in some ads.
So very recently, Vanguard opened an innovation studio, and we chose University City because we were blown away by the level of talent. The amount of engineering talent is extraordinary.
Even the Wharton School got into the game, running student competitions to see who could make the best sales pitch for Philly. One of the finalists was Tiffany Chang. Her team sold Philly as a talent magnet, pulling in millennials graduating from college and people fleeing expensive cities. Chang is a junior. She just started hunting for a post-graduation job and doesn't know where she'll end up yet.
I just kind of want to move towards where like the companies I'm looking to work be a part of are, and Amazon is definitely one of them, so this has been a really exciting competition for that.
So you're almost like making a play for Amazon so you don't have to move?
Kind of. I actually really like Philly, so it's been really great, and it'll be amazing to stay here. Yeah.
Chang's team didn't win the pitch contest. But if Amazon picks Philly and starts hiring Ivy Leaguers like her, maybe Chang will win out in the end. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.